The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Can you believe that today it's been revealed that ENFET has told the government that activities like dining, drinking, exercising, singing or shouting are associated with higher COVID-19 risks? Dining, drinking, exercising, singing, shouting, that sounds like living, doesn't it? How difficult is it going to be to persuade people to continue adhering to all the level 5 restrictions as set down, particularly as the weather gets better and, as I put it to Minister Pascal Donoghue earlier in the programme, when more than half of the people surveyed in the latest Irish Times Ipsos MRBI poll suggest that they don't have confidence in the government's handling of the pandemic. Pete Lunn is the head of the Behavioural Research Unit at the Economic and Social Research Institute. You track this type of thing on a regular basis. How up to date is the information that you have from surveys as to public attitudes at present, Pete?
Well, good evening, Matt. We have multiple data sources, and I have to confess, I mean, I haven't seen the microdata for the study that you've just referenced there, so I don't know exactly how the question was asked or how it came out, though that's the kind of question that really is highly sensitive to how you do ask it. It's probably realistically, to be honest, and I know this isn't a huge help for you this evening, but realistically it's going to be next week before we get an idea of how the latest announcement's gone down, because the latest data we have really is from very early this week and late last, so it doesn't really reflect yet the kind of new reality. But what we do know is that what was announced was not far away from people's expectations, so it's not actually like people's expectations have just taken a huge shock. So I would anticipate that the data suggests what it suggested before, which is that the large majority of people are complying, are going to stick with this despite the fact, you know, that it's tiring and difficult for us, and we all accept that.
Yeah, could it be that, you know, sometimes, particularly what you see in social media and the people who contact broadcasters, is that you see the extremes. You see an extreme of people who want an absolute lockdown, zero COVID approach. And on the other hand, people who just have had enough, want it all thrown open, think that this is all some sort of con, but that those two extremes are far from reflecting the reality for the majority of people.
That's completely correct. It's not just a could be, it's a definitely. I mean, we can see that very clearly in the data. The large majority of the public have what I would describe as a rather moderate view. They recognise there are very difficult trade-offs here. Most of them are just getting on with their lives, which is mostly involving staying at home. I mean, we find about half of the entire population over a 48-hour period is not meeting with anybody outside of their own home, just their own household. About half of the people not meeting with anybody. So you don't see that, of course. You don't see the people who are simply complying, getting on with their lives, because they're doing it in a very invisible way, whereas the people who are in the media and on social media and out and about more are the people who you do see. So you're absolutely right. And that produces some biases in our perceptions, which is, I think, why it's important that we do try and get the actual genuine evidence out into the public. And there's no question about it. The truth of the matter is the overwhelming majority of people are complying with the restrictions, are determined to continue to do so. And interestingly, actually, if anything, compliance has just steadily edged up over the last few months.
Okay, how difficult is it, though, to maintain communication from people in officialdom, be it government or be it health officials, without losing the attention of people, given that this has gone on for so long?
It is difficult. I would absolutely accept that. I find it difficult. I find that I'm repeating myself a lot. And whenever we get new evidence, it's useful to put that out, I think, and to kind of update people and give people an idea. But it's often useful as well to reiterate really important truths. I mean, and a really important truth here is that the case numbers are coming down. The primary reason the case numbers are coming down is because we are at level 5 and the large majority of the population are doing it right and sticking to it. So we should give the positive feedback that says, you know, what we are doing is making a difference. That said, there are some new findings that are very interesting. I mean, we've got a new study that's come out that showed a huge gap in people's perceptions of what other people are doing. So going back to what we said a few moments ago, you know, we had good reason to believe that people were overestimating non-compliance because of how visible it was. Well, we now know actually that the large majority of the population also have a misperception where they think they're actually doing much better than average. They think other people are more active than they are because of what they see. So essentially, it's the same kind of bias, because people who are active are the people we see. We don't realize that the overwhelming majority of the population is actually behind closed doors, you know, doing what they should be doing, and that actually, you know, we are amongst them. There are very, very many people who are doing exactly that. And if you are one of those people, you are in the majority who's getting it right and is pushing these cases down.
But then how do we deal with it? We heard Paul Reed there a bit on the news saying that, you know, that there were maybe younger people going socialising with each other. They're not supposed to be visiting each other's houses, but they are. They're going to watch a match, or he quoted the Super Bowl from the end of January and other events like that. And is that not sort of almost natural that people do feel that they can do these things safely and that they do it as well because they just are simply bored out of their wits by being on their own?
No, I don't think it's natural. It's a very small proportion of the population who are doing it. It's less than 10% of the population who are engaging in these house visits. We know that now because we're measuring it more accurately than we were. So it is true there's a small minority that are engaging in house visits. Now, even though they're doing that, most of them are trying to keep socially distanced, although they're typically not wearing masks. So we do know this. It isn't only young people. Once we control for whether people work or not, actually, we find that it's younger and older people. It's just a very small minority of the population who aren't heeding the advice to avoid visiting other people's houses. As I say, it's less than 10%. It's small. It's not got a particularly strong age gradient in it. In fact, we can't find any significant age gradient in it. As I say, once we control for whether people are working or not, I mean, working people are generally more likely to find themselves in someone else's house. And that could be for a good reason. In many cases, those are essential workers. Not all cases, but many cases. So yeah, it's not a natural thing. It's not being driven by boredom either. We can't see any evidence for that. It's just a small minority who are not really doing what they should be doing, but the very large majority are.
One last thing, Pete Lunn, as head of the Behavioural Research Unit at the Economic and Social Research Institute, have you made any assessment as to how long people can bear all of this for?
Well, that's an extremely difficult question to answer, but what I would say is you can go right back to last April. And at that time, both within political circles and within the media, there were people expressing doubt about whether the public could stick it and how long they could stick it for, going right back to April. It is remarkable how well we have stuck it. And when you survey this, when you actually ask people what's going on, yeah, they say they're tired of putting up with the restrictions. But what they also tell you is that they know that it is more important than they do. For their futures, they know that it's more important. So when you ask them explicitly to make the trade-off between putting up with the burden of restrictions and looking after everybody's health and doing the right thing, they will tell you that the latter is more important. So yeah, sure, we're all tired of it. But as of now, there's no evidence that there's suddenly going to be some breakdown in that and that people are going to get sick and tired of it. Public expectations as well. Do not think there's a quick end to this still, and yet they're saying they'll stick with these restrictions. So the large majority are doing it. I've got no evidence to suggest that they're about to stop.
Pete Lunn of the SRI's Ever, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.